The library. As rain pelted and lightning struck, Harry and Ron sprinted into London to King's Cross. Where could they hide? Luckily, Ron had seen all the Harry Potter films at least twice, so he knew where to go. Ron and Harry ran as fast as they could to get to the third arch on Platform 9 and ran through it. They managed to get through and saw Platform 9 and 3/4. Where were the robbers? As they stepped through onto the Hogwarts Express, it magically teleported them somewhere. As the door slid shut, they realised they were already in Hogwarts Library. They froze. Harry and Ron could see flying books with unfamiliar faces and scenes on the front cover. Out of the corner of his eye, Ron saw a little girl, about the same age as them. Her name was Hermione. They got closer. How could they get home? All of a sudden, something rumbled and the ground shook. Harry grabbed Hermione by the arm and hid behind a maroon oak bookshelf with Ron. Something was not right. Harry could hear screams, but he didn't know if they were out of fear or of pain. Hermione knew it was the evil wizard Voldemort, and so did Harry. His wand looked like a bone and he had a pet snake. All of a sudden, a thought popped into Harry's head. He knew it was Voldemort, and he knew Voldemort had to go. Luckily, Hermione had heard of a spell that had been hidden in the Hogwarts library when it was formed. Harry, Ron and Hermione crept out of their hiding spot and went to the enchanted globes, hoping not to be noticed. Harry and Ron started smashing the globes, while Hermione looked for spells in books to stop their evil opponent. Just as Ron was about to give up, Harry screamed, "I found it!" Hermione snatched the amazing ancient scroll out of Harry's hand and used the spell on Voldemort. Dumbledore was so pleased he gave them all awards for service to the school. "Bye," mumbled Hermione in a kind sort of way. "You can come with us if you want to," said Harry. They ended up taking Hermione with them to Hogwarts, the school of witchcraft and wizardry, never to take a glimpse of Voldemort again. Would they?